Everything begins with your ability to learn. Everything begins with your ability to learn. Learn from mistakes, yours or others. I am not a scientist. I am not a scientist of any science. So take what I say here with a grain of salt. But in my not so humble opinion, what is destroying humanity is the capacity that lifted it from its animal past. What is that, Sophie? Talking? No, not talking. It is the capacity to learn from experience, and from the experience of others. The capacity to learn. A human, supposedly, is able to learn from failure. From a mistake. Supposedly. Maybe originally, 50,000 years ago, that was true. And although genetically, in the DNA tree that capacity is hard-coded, its expression has diminished, and is slowly disappearing. As life became more complicated, and as most of the life a person experienced became inner, i.e. personal reality, this capacity completely stopped working, and nowadays humans seem to have the opposite tendency, repeat what doesn't work, didn't work, was a failure to begin with, incessantly, never learning the lesson. There is so much to learn, but given the ego mind machine's tendency to interpret, explain, justify, confuse, obfuscate, today's humans have no idea what is going on. Today's humans are literally clueless. And this is the crowning achievement of life. This clueless species. This is why and this is how sentient species annihilate themselves and their planets, time and time again. The theory that there have been intelligent species before us in the universe is, according to source, is accurate. There have been. And each and every one has gone out of existence. There has, source says, communicated with muscle testing, a species before humans, that was sentient and is no longer here. It wasn't like humans, source says. It killed all life on this beautiful planet with itself. So life needed to restart from nothing. I base the theory that the cause of humans not learning from failures, mistakes, is based on my observation of students. It is not a grand theory based on my education or some other dude's book or theory. Yesterday I had a session with my core group students. They mostly self-selected. They are willing to go through whatever I throw at them for the chance to become human beings, the next level of the species. Not different in the look of the DNA, but different in what capacities are turned on, what capacities are active or not active. There are 160 mostly inactive, dormant, only potential capacities in the human DNA. One of them is learning from mistakes. The kinds of learning that removes, and narrows, and eliminates rather than the learning preferred by the human culture, and education, additive learning. The Anna Karenina principle hints on this rarity. The Happy Families Tolstoy talks about learned and dropped ways of interacting, ways of actions, concerns that unhappy families held onto, and to fix them added on new ones. I am working on managing my sleep hours, and it's not going well. It is dark outside, I can't work more than 14 hours a day, and my favorite authors haven't published a new book for weeks. And I am reluctant to start on a new author. The consequence is that I slowly started to descend into depression again, due to oversleeping. It is easy, and easily missed, but I have the learning from mistakes capacity open, and in this regard I'm one of the handful of humans who do. So I can see the decline of intellect, I can see the decline of ability to laugh at myself, I can see the physical sluggishness. Seeing that falling asleep too early is probably easier to manage than getting up earlier, I decided to start watching Netflix again. After a long abstinence. So I opened Netflix and the show du jour was some Netflix series, A British Aristocratic Family, Bridgerton. 8 parts. To my surprise I enjoyed it, although there was way too much physical expression of love in it to my taste. But I guess it sells. I enjoy foreign movies, and my experience the same series made with American actors would have been horrible. British actors can act. Another sign of the big and mighty America makes humans not have to learn anything. Anyway, I am talking about this series, because, surprisingly, Daphne manages to unlearn something. Which means that at least when she is guided she can do that, the capacity of learning from mistakes is somewhat open in the character. Somewhat. Today, it seems, this capacity makes its appearance only in fiction. Real flesh and blood actors, people, can't, don't, are unable to consider that their dearly held convictions are simply unhealthy, bad for them, and for what they are up to. But to boot, these convictions are not only bad for them, no, to boot they are based on untruth, and often on deliberate lies. So, with my core group, I have been frustrated and clueless as to why the transformation I know has been long overdue hasn't happened. Why, when I recall my landmark education days, it didn't happen to 99% of the participants, including leaders. And yesterday, by accident, it became clear. They, every single one of those people, in my core group, in Landmark, you, thought that what they have been saying since they were 3 years old, about themselves, about the world, about others, was actually true. I remember back in 1987, Father's Day weekend, when the forum leader told me that who I was that I was is that I was a failure. When I heard that, I thought he meant that I was a failure. And if that is so, it was time to die. My answer then to every mistake, by the way. I am laughing now, but then I wasn't. Mind you that he was factually inaccurate, it wasn't a failure, but the experience opened my eyes, that what I have been doing has been a reaction to some untruth. Failure or not being accepted, not having the right to be alive, are all lies. All made up. And if and when you honor them as the truth, if and when you make them the cornerstone of your life is a series of lessons, that you won't learn, and a series of lessons that lead to a life of also ran, no achievement, no fulfillment, no joy, nothing worth writing home about. The silence that followed when I told one of the core students that what she has been saying, that she isn't wanted, is not true, was called stunned silence. Stunned silence. Did she get it? Source says, no. She considered it, and then discarded it. Ego said, I am speculating here, that she could not have spent the last 57 years trying to fix something that wasn't the true. But she did, and unless she has the humility to admit that she had blown 57 years on BS, she will never get it and start her way up to heaven, where there is nothing wrong with her. Here is the scoop, that is the core issue. And without being able to say, it isn't true. Without being able to say and mean it, it was never true. There is nothing wrong and nothing to fix. You can't change your future, you can't course correct, you are stuck in a narrow ditch defined by what you said was wrong. That never was. By the way, my example shows, there are two ways to rid yourself of the wrong. 1. Realize, and embrace, that what you have been saying has never been true. 2. Realize, and embrace, that you actually deserved what happened, and therefore it wasn't wrong. It was perfect. I have used both paths, and it got me where I am, the promised land. I am not certain you can do it. I am not certain that turning on the capacity for you, the capacity to learn from your mistakes, is going to work. Source says it can work. But the fact that it can work doesn't mean it will work. I will experiment with my core group first. And will report back on these pages. Wish me, wish them, wish all of us luck. Like all real medicine, this one stings. Unless you can get through without resorting to palliative solutions, I can't help you. No one can. Freud wrote, life, as we find it, is too hard for us. It brings us too many pains, disappointments and impossible tasks. In order to bear it, we cannot dispense with palliative measures. There are perhaps three such measures, powerful deflections, which cause us to make light of our misery, substitutive satisfactions, which diminish it, and intoxicating substances, which make us insensible to it. Eating, self-sex, dope, drugs, weed, alcohol, Netflix, romance novels, complaining, exercise, sleep and other palliative measures. If you want to change your life, for a period of time, until you get through the shock and horror of finding out that you have been sacrificing your life on the altar of a lie, and start creating new habits consistent with reality, please. The Freedom Courses is where we begin to dig out the lie, so you can face it, and come to terms with it. If you are a sissy, if you have built a life on lies and it helps you distort goodies that compensate for no results, and misery, this course is probably not for you. And only if you are able to summon courage, integrity, and enough inspiration is this course going to have a chance to change the course of your life. But if the spirit is already dead, dead, dead in you, please don't apply. If your starting point measurements say you can and won't be willing to let go of your self-concern, please don't apply. You'll hate it, and who needs that kind of person in a course? Not me, thank you. But if you are feeling the spirit stirring, it feels like fear, by the way, then this is for you, and I encourage you to apply. The last level 1 session, for this season, is this coming Sunday at 2 a.m. Go to step 2. If you are ready, if you are aching to become all you can become, go and register. Go to www.yourvibration.com/one/freedom. Let me motivate you a little more. If you sign up before the Sunday session, this coming Sunday by 12 noon, I'll throw in the recordings of the previous Freedom Level 1 sessions on my mobile app, a combined value of $90.